When Texas became an independent nation from Mexico in 1836, it needed a location for a capital. That first spot was in a place you may never have heard of. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In March 1836, Texas declared independence from Mexico. But there was still a fight to make that freedom a reality.
Republic of Texas declares independence on March 2nd at Washington, Brazos. The company goes on the move so it doesn't get captured. So it goes different places.
As Michael Bailey explains, on May 14th, 1836, the Treaty of Valesco was signed in present-day Surfside, Texas, which established Texas as its own country. The residents of Texas could now establish a permanent site for a capital.
And they want a place where they can establish government, start passing laws and everything. Columbia is the only place that has the housing and everything available for that. So in October of 1836, they moved to Columbia, established the capital here.
This town was the capital for just a few months until the spring of 1837. You can come here today to get an idea of what the first capital was like.
It's a replica of one of the buildings. We actually had two buildings, a Senate building and a house for House of Representatives. And we also had, because it was hot sometimes, it was too hot to meet in the buildings, so they would meet under what was called the Old Capitol Oaks, which was three oak trees that had grown together. And those oak trees actually stood until the 1950s.
And this was the site where some prominent figures took their elected positions for the first time.
Swearing in of our first officials, with Sam Houston being the first president of the Republic of Texas and Stephen F. Austin being the first secretary of state. Stephen F. Austin actually dies near here in December of 36.
And while this town was only the capital for a short time, it was the first such place and one that can be explored yet today. Traveling the countryside in West Columbia, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.